Welcome to Walking Between the Worlds with Al Mean. This hour, you will receive powerful revelations of a world where mystery and miracles are commonplace. Here's your host, Al Mean.
Welcome. We are delighted to share this time with our light family. And today is the day that we are going to be discussing a very powerful topic, the miracle of awareness. What is awareness? We bandy the thoughts about between consciousness, awareness, heightened consciousness. What does all this mean? It's time for some definitions. If we have a mountain, and the mountain is filled with coal and sod and diamonds, what is it in fact that the miner does? Well, think of the mountain as consciousness, thought at rest. Consciousness is undifferentiated. It is simply mind that is in the place of great silence. But as the miner delves into its depths, pulling out coal, sod, and perhaps diamonds, it is with the greatest awareness that he searches through it. Aware that one piece feels like a piece of charcoal, another like a stone, and that this one might be a diamond bathed in dust. And so, that is awareness, walking forward with heightened perception, waiting to find the diamonds in the dust. And what is intelligence? Intelligence is that which chooses between, which keeps the diamonds because they are valuable, and which discards the stones because he has no use for them. So, awareness, to most people when we use the term, is a way of life. But for Toltec seers, those ancient mystics who have been at the cutting edge of defining the nature of reality, awareness is something else. Awareness is, in fact, that which permeates all life with infinitesimally small rays. It is there where we're going to focus today as we discover what exactly has happened to awareness. For while man slumbers and goes about his way, we have in fact gone through a miraculous change in cosmic awareness. So, first of all, we shall take a look at what awareness was. For eons, these Toltec seers have spoken about the two types of awareness within the infinite and its creation: inherent awareness and evolving awareness. It was not until in 2005, on the 5th of January, there was an unlocking that occurred of a mystery that had been told to the seers for eons would set about to bring about the ascension of the planet, that a whole new axis of reality was uncovered. You see, if you look at the Torah, you look at the Zohar, you look at the I Ching and many other sacred and ancient bodies of information, it shows the tree of life. It shows the Zevuya, the figure eight, with the top part being the infinite and the bottom part being its mirror image, its creation. Well, we were told that at some point, if one of the Toltec seers, of which I have spent my life dedicating my path to be a Toltec Nagual, dedicated, as all Nagwals, to a life of setting others free from illusion, to setting ourselves free from death, and ultimately to unlock the mysteries of the cosmos. It was only on the 5th of January in 2005 that a horizontal figure eight crossing the vertical figure eight was discovered. Masters had said that if we find the relationship between the three and the four, then Earth's ascension will begin. And indeed, it did, in February of 2005. Many of my other teachings have spoken about this grand ascension that pivoted all the cosmic creations over an edge and upwards on the other side of the figure eight, back to the heart of the infinite. But it was when this horizontal axis, a whole other dimension of life, if you will, was discovered that there were three frequency bands or bodies discovered within it, that yet another mystery revealed itself. A third form of awareness emerged. Previously, it was known that inherent awareness, and as in all things, we are looking at something that has a pole. For growth within the cosmos comes from masculine and feminine polarities pulsing each other. Whether it is you pulsing between doingness and beingness, or whether we are pulsing our emotions or our growth. So too, awareness, previously known, had two poles. Inherent awareness was the positive pole. It had given birth to a feminine awareness, evolving awareness. It was now found that the newly discovered third form of awareness that was here in this horizontal axis had sired inherent awareness. In other words, that which we thought of as God, that infinite above creation of which we were the mirror image, the one expressing as the many, was in fact itself sired by a feminine horizontal axis. And a third form of awareness was here. So inherent awareness moves in a straight line. It is masculine, after all, outward from its source. Evolving awareness curves that straight line into spirals, moving forever outward and outward from the source. If we live a life that is learning from experience, these spirals of awareness in our life get larger and larger hoops. If we, on the other hand, live fruitless lives, not learning from experience, we have smaller and smaller rings or spirals in terms of diameter. The third type of awareness, which we shall call original awareness, is neutral in that it is both masculine and feminine. Original awareness springs from the three higher bodies of the infinite and is masculine and feminine and thus neutral. Inherent and evolving awareness spring from the four lower bodies. The one thing all three types of awareness have in common is movement. And all this information, my beloved listener, that I am sharing with you, is only valid until August of 2006. But unless you know what was before, you cannot understand the great gift of what was then given. Thus, what we are speaking of was that which went for eons and eons and eons before. So up until that point, all three types of awareness moved. forward thrust of inherent awareness with the spiraling found in evolving awareness. Since original awareness is neutral, it has both masculine characteristics, which is the forward linear movement, and feminine qualities, in that it curves or makes a large arc. The huge significance of this third awareness is that without it, we could not expand and contract in creational cycles. Without it, we would never be able to return to source. The out-breath of God would never become the in-breath. It is the source of all awareness as we know it, and the only connection life within the infinite has with anything it has not yet experienced that lies within the realm of possibilities. In the same way that the luminous cocoon of man, now what is that? We have discussed it in many of our talks, many of our pieces that are out in video and in audio, that what we are dealing with is a cocoon around man of luminosity formed by his bodies. The luminous cocoon of man holds light fibers of all possible life that could conceivably be experienced. So too do all possibilities that are available to the infinite and creation lie as fibers of light within the spirit body of the infinite. And it is in the spirit body of the infinite where original awareness is born. It is from here the divine perfection of life unfolding is governed in order and harmony. It is from here the inexpressible power that maintains and upholds not only creation but the infinite itself stems.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almeen's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Belvaspada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almeen's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
You've been walking between the worlds with Almeen. To learn more about Almeen and the mystical keys of life, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
As awareness moves outward through the cosmos in spiraling arcs, our lives move with it. The cycles in our lives are linked to the cycles of the spirals. There are small cycles within larger ones. The only constant we encountered in life is that everything changes because awareness always moved up until August of 2006. So as we go through either the smaller changes in our lives or the larger, more dramatic ones, a pattern starts to emerge, a map we could use to identify what stage of change we're in. Each cycle goes through three distinct phases, identifiable by their symptoms. The first is transformation. As we grow in awareness and problems are recognized for what they truly are, which is opportunities for growth, they lose their hold on us and we no longer need them. suddenly, circumstances in our lives seem to change. Friendships fall by the wayside. Jobs may become obsolete, and we find life flowing a lot more effortlessly as it transforms before our eyes. This stage is marked by so many changes that it can be called the time of the death of the old. If we hold on longer than we should to relationships or situations, we find life shedding them for us through forced change. This time can certainly be disconcerting as the old pattern and platforms we stood on disintegrate. But the energy released when that which no longer serves us drops away is a tremendous reward. With increased energy comes new experiences and ease in meeting old challenges that bring a sense of deep self-satisfaction. As one sheds the old, the body responds by purifying itself. Toxins release, and the body can hold more light. Then we come to the second part of these spirals of awareness. Transmutation. After transformation sheds the unnecessary parts of our lives, the true challenges stand revealed. This phase is the one where most people get stuck, mindlessly feeling victimized by the very experiences their higher selves designed for them. They fail to turn pain to wisdom, judgment to compassion. The very essence of transmutation is to turn something of a lower frequency into a higher frequency. The alchemical process of turning the lead to gold. During the phase of transmutation, we are confronted with never before encountered challenges or those we have failed to learn from. Life has just served the ball across the net and waits for our response. The harder the serve, the more we can gain. Most people spend their whole life running away from the balls coming across the net instead of just hitting them back. If we can find the lessons and insights of our challenges, we score enough points to move on to the next game. And so it is that if we are very diligent, we can even gain insights on behalf of others, increasing our points on the scoreboard. The insights we gain during this stage must be tested to turn them into experiential knowledge. And then comes transfiguration. Major transfigurations, such as disconnecting from ego identification. That's what we call when becoming God conscious. And entering into immortal mastery come but a few times in one's life. All change, however, follows this exact map with its three stages. The larger transfigurations are just more noticeable. Even the little changes add up, eventually allowing enough light into our lives for our entire life to transfigure. As more and more clarity is gained, the person must transfigure in order to accommodate the increased light. My brothers and sisters, the joyous truth is that there is no end to progression. When we have made it through all the evolutionary stages of man's awareness, we shall move even beyond that ultimate goal of humanness, which is immortal mastery. Beyond lies the God kingdom, where we can come and go with the speed of thought throughout all realms of time and space, the cosmos as our playground. But now it is time for us to look at the relationship between awareness and death. This relationship, yet again, is only applicable until August of 2006, so that you can understand why when I say that death is no more, that scripture in Revelations given by Christ to John of Patmos was indeed fulfilled. Death is no more. Now, let us take a look at what is death. And to start with, I wish to share with you a piece from Khalil Gibran, the wonderful Lebanese poet, and the little book called The Prophet. Then Almitras spoke, saying, "We would ask now of death." And he said, "You would know the secret of death. But how shall you find it unless you seek it in the heart of life?" It is indeed so, for the secret of death, my brothers and sisters, lies in the secret of awareness. But to continue, the owl whose night-bound eyes are blind unto the day cannot unveil the mystery of light. If you would indeed behold the spirit of death, open your heart wide unto the body of life. For life and death are one, even as the river and the sea are one. In the depth of your hopes and desires lies your silent knowledge of the beyond. And like seeds dreaming beneath the snow, your heart dreams of spring. Trust the dreams, for in them is hidden the gate to eternity. Your fear of death is but the trembling of the shepherd when he stands before the king whose hand is to be laid upon him in honor. Is the shepherd not joyful beneath his trembling, that he shall wear the mark of the king? Yet is he not more mindful of his trembling? For what is it to die but to stand naked in the wind, and to melt into the sun? And what is to cease breathing, but to free the breath from its restless tides, that it may rise and expand and seek God unencumbered? Only when you drink from the river of silence shall you indeed sing. And when you have reached the mountain top, then you shall begin to climb. And when the earth shall claim your limbs, then shall you truly dance. According to the old Toltecs, death is called the tumbler. And the tumbler is a grinding force that they could not define. Well, it is pummeling the luminous cocoon of man, those seven bodies, the emotional body, the etheric body, the physical body, that comprises all together this luminous egg in which humanity walks. The pummeling of this grinding force against its edges, when it has taken enough wear and tear, would crack this luminous cocoon all the way through. And for those who have eyes to see, it folds upon itself and lies around the dead body like an embryonic sac. What is the tumbler? What is the tumbling force? My brothers and sisters, it is nothing more than the spirals of awareness. It is when we do not cooperate with life, when we are not a saint. You see, the ancient word of sun meant the cooperators with the serpents of heaven, because in the ancient tongues of the earth, the S stood for serpent and un meant heavens. Sun, like as in San Bernardino or San Francisco or whatever, or Santa, sun, meant the serpents of heaven. A saint is nothing more than one who has learned to cooperate with these spirals of awareness that bring change. The ones that are trying to resist change, that are trying to impose their will on life, have begun a battle that cannot be won. For it is nothing more than a battle against the ever-pummeling spirals of awareness. When we cooperate with them, when we have done each moment the best and highest, highest vision we have? It is then that death has no hold on us, and immortality is born.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almaine's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Belvaspada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almaine's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
You've been walking between the worlds with Almaine. To learn more about Almaine and the mystical keys of life, log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
But now it is time for us to examine the relationship between these spirals of awareness and time. For when I tell you that time too has ceased, then you will understand what the huge occurrence to do with awareness brought us in August of 2006. And now I read to you a piece on time. And an astronomer said, "Master, what of time?" And he answered, "You would measure time, the measureless and the immeasurable. You would adjust your conduct and even direct the course of your spirit according to hours and seasons. Of time, you would make a stream upon whose bank you would sit and watch its flowing. Yet the timeless in you is aware of life's timelessness and knows that yesterday is but today's memory and tomorrow is today's dream. And that which sings and contemplates in you is still dwelling within the bounds of that first moment which scattered the stars into space. Who among you does not feel that his power to love is boundless? And yet, who does not feel that very love, though boundless, encompassed within the center of his being, and moving not from love thought to love thought, nor from love deeds to other love deeds? And is not time, even as love is, undivided and paceless? But if in you thought you must measure time into seasons, let each season encircle all the other seasons. And let today embrace the past with remembrance and the future with longing." We need a lot of humility when approaching time. We know a mere fraction of how time flows. For time literally was the immovement of awareness. Those spirals of rays moving outward from a source like a huge donut folding upon itself with the out-breath and the in-breath of God. Their movement is what time was. It is the movement of awareness, and as such can travel in any direction. And yet, we have assumed we understand it. Scientists have puzzled about where Sumeria, a complex and advanced civilization, could have originated, since it didn't seem to have evolved from previous known civilizations. The actual truth about it, as explained by one of the goddesses, is that it is the result of a backwards evolution of time that occurred as follows. Life doesn't occur in trillions and trillions of years of one uninterrupted story. Instead, a series of stories or short plays on the stage of life are designed to explore through life's experiences the unknown portions of beingness. These are called pages. When we emerge on a new page with a whole new stage set, play, and sometimes even characters, we have no history on that page. To make life seem as though it has existed for a long time on that page, some of the characters or civilizations live backwards on an accelerated timeline. For example, if we emerged onto this page for what to us seems like 200 years ago, we have traveled forward 200 years, but other civilizations could have traveled backwards 3,000 years during the same period of time, giving us an apparent history. Otherwise, everything would just be blank prior to 200 years. When I asked Thoth when he built the pyramid, he said 200 years ago, but I traveled back into the distant past to do it. In the advanced stages of ascended mastery, mastery of time travel becomes a way of life. The master learns to loop back to correct errors or give himself insights, and by changing the past, today becomes changed as well. The master also learns to utilize the time-traveling tunnels located in various places on Earth. For example, upon the land of Irend, near Clonmacnoi, such a time-traveling tunnel existed from ancient Egypt. And the masters upon that land, called the Sacred Order of the White Rose, who have, according to the goddess's instructions, brought back to man, in December of 2006, the body of magic known as the Order of the White Rose. And so, my brothers and sisters, the masters are indeed those that have mastered awareness, because a time-traveling tunnel is nothing more than a specific spiral of awareness that you have accessed and you can spiral backwards in. The Atlantean calendar, for example, was circular. The calendar is circular because it reminded the ancients that we were indeed in a mystical and obscure secret, that humanity's past lies in the future. In other words, my beloved brothers and sisters, what has happened is that we have experienced where we are over and over and over again until something occurred in August of 2005. What happened to awareness is a very, very huge event, but the ramifications of it is most truly a gift. For you see, as we were in linear time, what happened is we encountered and created for ourselves a principle called inertia. Every time we try to get up that same hill to make it out of the loops of time that we have been existing within, called cycles of existence, what we found is that we had left debris, unsolved portions of our destiny from previous cycles. And each time we encountered the moments we had already lived, perhaps millions of times, it became more burdensome, like a pickup truck trying to go up a slippery hill and having more and more weight placed in its back carrier area This is what inertia is. It meant that life was a journey. It was not a camp. We were either moving up that hill or we were sliding backward. It is very important to know that this has, in fact, changed. The great gift of the removal of inertia is part of the great changes that occurred when all polarity reversed, when the very laws of our existence, as I define in many of the books that have been written, will in fact change the very nature of compassion, the way life unfolds for light workers, the way growth is done, the way power flows. And in one instant, in August, all time ceased, as we shall see. Now, inertia was encountered by the seers, and why this was such a discouraging thing was that at that time, up until August, there were portions of the infinite being that was unsolved. In other words, there was illusion. And so growth came through solving illusion. And illusion came often in the guise of those who represent it, and other times in the forms of problems and stumbling blocks. The Toltec way that was designed was in fact meant to turn those stumbling blocks into stepping stones by turning obstacles into perception. But if the obstacles we encountered were instead avoided, ignored, unresolved, or we simply succumbed to death because they were too hard to bear, we encountered them the next time around. This was discouraging, for we could never rest from tackling and encountering and indeed pulling in towards us challenges before. We were forced at that time to move against obstacles on a constant basis. And when we got fatigued, beloved ones, could we move backwards or rest? Well, there was always movement. Because, you see, this is connected with the movement of awareness. We were either moving forward through the spirals or we were sliding backwards. The inertia pulled us there. The heavy weight in the back of the pickup pulled us down. Eons of unresolved conflicts. This is no more. A time of great light has in fact dawned.
In this, the fourth book, The Ring of Truth, which chronicles Almaine's journey, she tells of the promise and the potential inherent in the resurgence of the feminine principle, increasingly felt in all aspects of current human experience. The operation of new laws governing the cosmos are explained together with the reasons for their creation. We are introduced to Mother, the primal creative energy that pervades every aspect of existence. We learn of her love and her laws and how to incorporate them into every thought and act. We are given samples of her divine language, its meaning, and its power. Mother's great gift to humanity, the healing power of Belvaspada, is revealed. This new approach to dissolving disease of mind, spirit, and body replaces previously existing methodologies. Application of its techniques removes old barriers of physically oriented existence and opens a broad pathway to a life of joy and fulfillment. Discover Mother and the Ring of Truth, as well as all of Almaine's books, CDs, lectures, workshops, or magazine by logging on to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
You've been walking between the worlds with Almaine. To learn more about Almaine and the mystical keys of life, Log on now to www.spiritualjourneys.com.
But it is now time to reveal the great and glorious event that happened. When, through our diligence and our overcomings, and the few upon whose backs our future pivoted, being valiant and strong during all the years when they attracted so much illusion, it came, and finally the day dawned, when for those who travel throughout space, it was no longer black, it was purple. Purple is the color of the potential. Because, you see, now we could explore the known, that which the infinite being, which we shall call the Holy Mother, for it is indeed more feminine than masculine. It is now the time to live our lives according to what Mother is. Great, great trauma occurred. In Revelations you will read about the woman who travailed in birth and brought about a child. In great travail, the mother viewed eons and eons and eons of suffering in a time period that to us would be 28 minutes. And during those 28 minutes, her fields around her own individuation, for we are indeed made in Mother's image, cracked. And when it cracked, the trillions and trillions of little waves of spiraling awareness shattered and spread across the cosmos all that is individuated life, like peanut butter is spread across a slice of bread. In one instant, all the laws that the Toltec seers have worked so diligently to accumulate regarding awareness ceased to be. Awareness no longer moved. Now, what are the ramifications of this? First of all, you can rest between growth spurts without sliding backward. For during a growth spurt, love, praise, and gratitude is generated. And, my brothers and sisters, it is that which pulls these little tiny fragments of awareness that sit throughout all life, unmovable, and makes them move towards us. It is love, praise, and gratitude that pulls them in. But if you cannot maintain it at a constant way of living, then it doesn't leave once it is pulled towards you. Because you see, awareness no longer moves as of August of 2006. Because of that, no more inertia exists. Great are the benefits. For there is no longer a hierarchy in the cosmos, wherein someone who has been an ancient god in the heavens can have this much awareness and the little flower fairy can't, or the Archangel Michael has more awareness than the little elf in your garden. Any being, anywhere, can have more and more and more awareness through love and praise and gratitude. I wish to read to you from Marcel Proust, who lived between 1871 and 1922. Being in love is the joy. Being out of love is the illusion. One cannot be separate from love. It is what created you. It is your core, your essence. It can never be less than it seems. The real voyage of discovery consists not in seeking new landscapes, but in having new eyes. You know, a wonderful English poet said, life in its own place and of itself can make heaven of hell or a hell of heaven. Love, praise, and gratitude are attitudes. What is an attitude versus an emotion? Well, all true emotions have as their very foundation desire. There are 12 pure pairs of emotion. And as of August, the fear, pain, protectiveness, and anger as emotions were changed, because as of then, any discordant tones within the mother's being were removed as we solved the remaining mysteries within her being. Does the mystery ever stop? No. But what is now the mystery is new ways in which to live the purity, the joy, the passion, the aliveness of what constitutes her being. And so, awareness does not have only desire, but it is also based on perception. It is the new eyes of which Marcel Proust speaks of. And so, my brothers and sisters, it is through our attitudes, perception, combined with the devotion that it will generate in the heart, that we pull in awareness. Do you need that others teach you at this point? Well, let me read you a little piece again by Khalil Gibran from the Prophet. And an old priest said, "Speak to us of a religion." And he said, "Have I spoken this day of aught else? Is not religion all deeds and all reflection? And that which is neither deed nor reflection, but a wonder and a surprise ever springing in the soul, even while the hands hew the stone or tend the loom? Who can separate his faith from his actions, or his belief from his occupations? Who can spread his hours before him, saying, 'This is for God, and this is for myself, this is for my soul, and this other is for my body'? All your hours are wings that beat through space from self to self. He who wears his morality but as his best garment were better naked. The wind and the sun will tear no holes in his skin. And he who defines his conduct by ethics imprisons his songbird in a cage. The freest song comes not through bars and wires. And he to whom worshipping is a window, to open but also to shut, has not yet visited the house of his soul, whose windows are from dawn to dawn. Your daily life is your temple and your religion." My brothers and sisters, we truly can live with love, praise, and gratitude. For it is in the simple moments where our joys are found. It is the way of deep, meaningful living, not the rushed facsimile of living done in modern-day mechanized life. And as we live thusly, this new gift, which is called the living fountain of water, emitted by the throne upon which the mother sits, flows freely to us, and we shall never thirst again. My deep gratitude for sharing this time with you.